You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And hello, everybody. Welcome once again to one of your favorite radio programs in the world. Yes, it is that time. It's time for your spiritual GPS to success. Come on, everybody. And you know, hey, again, somebody's still celebrating that they made it over. And you ought to celebrate that you made it over. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I am so grateful to connect with you. Thank you for those of you that email me. And I do read every email. Sometimes I get a bit overwhelmed and cannot respond as quickly as I would like to. But I do read every email, everyone. I personally read it. Thank you again, those of you that send me messages, even on Facebook, I read those too. I want to thank you very much, and congratulations to everybody that we've made it over from last year to this year, and you made it over even from yesterday to today. Now, don't laugh, because somebody, that was a big challenge right there. You know, we used to say in church, you don't know like I know what I had to go through. So somebody, just the mere fact that you made it over from yesterday to today. You know, I like that. That really hit my spirit right there. For somebody, I don't know who that's for, but I want to congratulate you that you even made it over from yesterday to today. That's a great accomplishment. Somebody didn't make it over, but hey, you did. But listen, everybody, I want to thank you so very much. And today I want to talk to you. Really, I want to ask a question. I'm just curious. I did an interview a couple of weeks ago with a beautiful lady named Miss Christy Whitman. And we just had a wonderful time, a wonderful time. And a thought came out of that session, and it resonated with me. And the thought was, you know, how do you want to feel? Sometimes we have to focus on how we want to feel. And now the late Reverend Ike, he made a statement that says, you got to tell or teach your feelings how to feel. And I thought that was very ingenious of him. So I want to ask you today, along with these wonderful callers that are calling into the broadcast right now, we're going to go to the line in just a little bit, but I want to ask you the question and ask them, how do you want to feel this year? What is the goal that you want to feel? We look at more so the object. I want a diamond ring, but let's look at how do you want to feel with that diamond ring? How do you want to feel once you put that ring on your finger? What is the feeling that you want with that ring? Just to have a ring, okay, but what is the feeling? I think more people are after the feeling. Now, we think we're after the object, but I believe more of us are after the feeling. Now, I'm going to explain that in just a little bit. But listen, don't forget now, if you want to be a part of our radio program, all you have to do is text the word LOA to 40691, and you too can be a part and get notified when I'm doing a live show, so you can call in and connect in and get a reading with me. Okay, so now listen, don't you go anywhere, but I want you to focus on that. I want you to think about it. What do I want to feel? Or how do I want to feel? You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am blessed to be your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Wow, it is a great day. It is a great day to feel great. It really is. Now, somebody need to write that down. I need to write that in my notes. It's a great day to feel great. It's a great day to feel. Now, sometimes I get little nuggets, and I need to remind myself of that nugget. It is a great day to feel great. And, you know, today I'm asking the question, how do you want to feel this year? Now, one thing I do want us to understand as a spiritual teacher, let me share this with you, is that if you really want to have a great year, start off with a great day. If you really want to have a great year, start off with a great day. Get into your mind, you know what? I'm going to make this day great. I'm going to make this day fun. Start with a great day. We sometimes focus on the year. Well, in my mind, the year is inclusive of 12 months. You know, like, oh, okay, I got a whole lot of time to make this happen. Then before you know it, here come Christmas again. It's like, oh, God, Christmas came about so quickly. I still remember the Christmas before last Christmas and the one before that. And I vaguely, a little bit remember the one before that. But it moves, life moves very quickly. So what I want us to really grab in our mind, if you really want a great year, make it a great day. If you really want, and that's something I think all of us need to grab into our minds. If I really want this to be a great year, I got to make it a great day. Don't wait on October. Don't even wait on May. Don't wait on the summer. Well, this summer I'm going to go to the beach. Well, that does sound good. That's good. But start making it a great day and you'll make it a greater year. Did that make sense? So I need to make that a note too. Make it a great day. Make it a great day. You have a greater year. Listen, don't forget now, I want you to go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com, and I definitely want you to subscribe. Sign up to get emails from me. I'm doing some special gatherings this year. You know, those essential prophetic answers where I answer questions. I want you to be notified when I'm doing those, okay? So go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com, and subscribe. And don't forget now, you can get your personal reading this year. I've had several done already this month. Everybody want to know, what's my reading for the year, Dr. Mosley? And I definitely can help you. Let me go to the line. I believe I'm going to my dear friend, Anita. Anita, can you unmute your mic for me? I am so grateful. How you doing, Anita?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing really, really good. Happy New Year to you, Anita, and all of that good stuff. Now, Anita is a great cook. So I know you cook.
Thank you.
A whole lot. Well, really, I'm going by word of mouth because I haven't had the chance to test it myself. But one day I will. But Anita, I want to ask you a question. Now, you, of course, you made it over to the new year. How do you want to feel this year of 2021? What is it that you want to feel this year?
I want to feel joy, more joy. We had some sadness in 2020. We had some challenges in 2020. But more joy is what I want to feel. The ring would be nice, but the joy would last longer.
I like that. The joy will last longer. So now, if you want to feel more joy, let's think about that for a moment. Do you know what are some things, or what is something that will cause that joy to come about?
Well, for those who don't know, I bake, but I can't sit and bake all day because I actually have to work my normal, regular job. But baking relieves stress. It also brings me joy.
Really?
Just to see people, it does. Just to see people experience what I know I can do in a cake, and then they taste what I put into it. Which when I'm baking, I'm like, I'll say a prayer the whole time I'm baking, or I'll just be like, Lord, just let this cake touch their soul wherever it needs to be touched, or let them heal if they need to heal, or bring their family together. So when I bake, I also talk to my ingredients as I'm baking.
Whoa, I love that. Now, I did a segment on Facebook one time called Spiritual Cooking, and I think I want to do it again this year. And I did. I mentioned that that's one thing that can be done when you're doing when you're praying and doing what some people call spiritual meditation or spiritual workings, is when you're cooking, you're talking to your food. You're putting the energy of what you want into the food. So now I got one more question I want to ask you. When you think about joy, what does that look like to you?
It might sound generic, but like sunshine, always happy. When people look at me, I want them to see the joy or the happiness that I have, even if I'm having issues.
Wow. So now I really do. How can I say this? I want to really encourage you. You have really excited me. You have really excited me. Number one, I really feel like you have not only a passion for baking, but I really feel like you have a joy of baking. And it's part of your expression in life. And it's even part of your gratitude to God. And it is part of, watch this, your impartation to mankind. So we have expression, gratitude, and impartation. I believe this is something, now here I go, just bear with me for a second. I think this is something you really need to look into a little bit more, because I keep hearing like joy cakes. It's just joy. And when someone bite into this cake, no matter what, if it's a wedding cake or just a dinner cake, something that you just make for dinner, and it's going to bring joy to so many people. And who walks into a bakery and just stay sad? You know, when you walk into a bakery, it's going to put a smile on your face.
Right.
You see that chocolate cake with that chocolate icing, just so smooth, and it's just so rich. It looks so rich. It just, I want that. I want that. I want that. I want you to think about that for me. Think about doing that even as a business. I want you to.
Well, I had a lady this week approach me, and she was like, I want to open up a coffee shop with desserts. And I had just met her. I met her through my realtor. And she was like, do you have a business card? And my realtor was like, she bakes like all the time. And she was like, do you have a business card? And I was like, yeah, I handed it to her. She said, I really want to open up a coffee shop, and I wouldn't mind selling your cakes in my coffee shop.
Go for it. I really think you need to do this. I really do feel that. I honestly do feel that, because of what it brings you. It brings you joy, but it also brings an impartation to others.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people that sing or whatever they do, I was thinking about a lady today. She's a wonderful singer, but she really does do it to bring other people comfort. She doesn't have a Grammy, doesn't have a lot of things, but she does do it. And many people love her. It's just because of what she brings out to other people. You know, she just is an impartation. So think about it. Think about it. I really encourage you. Let's go for the joy this year. So that's what you want to feel. I believe it's going to happen. So when you're getting ready to make your next cake.
Probably this weekend. I think I'm going to actually make some cheesecakes this weekend.
Oh, God, I need to be in Nashville. Everybody, now listen, if you are, you know what? I'm going to put this on the spot. Go to Anita's Facebook page. Anita, what is your Facebook page?
It is Anita Ashby.
Anita Ashby.
A-S-H-B-Y.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Go to her Facebook page. Do you have an Instagram?
I do not.
Okay, because that's going to be her next assignment. She's going to get on Instagram, and she's going to post pictures of her cakes on Instagram. Aren't you going to do that, Anita?
Yes. Yes, I will.
You know what? Because this is the year to go for it. I have to really tell you that. This is the year to go for it. In 2021, I always tell people right now, lately I've been telling them, you are the one. That 2021, you're the one. It's time to step up, move up, go up. So right now, this is your season. I really believe this is a major answer to hidden prayers that you have. It may be about finances. It may be about love. It may be about greater success. I really believe it's in doing the joy, the things that you enjoy doing. So, Anita, I'm looking forward to hearing some great results about your cakes. Okay, those of you that are in the Nashville, Tennessee area, hit Anita up. She can get you a cake ASAP. I'm telling you, she can do it. You're in tuning your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Mosley. Don't go anywhere. If you need Anita's information, you can inbox me, okay? I'll make sure I pass it right on to her. Listen, everybody, stay tuned. I'll be right back. Tune in your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And don't forget to go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay? Yeah, drmichaelmosley.com. And right now, I'm going back to the phone lines. You know what? Oh, it wouldn't be the new year without going to Avon Park, Florida, talking to a dear lovely listener, faithful listener of the program, Miss Harriet. How you doing, Miss Harriet?
I'm blessed, Dr. Mosley. Well, how about you?
I'm doing really good. I'm glad to have made it over to the new year. Now, Miss Harriet, first of all, congratulations that you made it over. And, yes. And with so much going on, you know, it's nothing to take lightly. We made it over, and that's a good thing. I want to ask you the question. How do you want to feel this year?
Happy and grateful.
Happy and grateful. Okay, now, let's go here. The next question would be, what does that look like for you? What does that look like when you say, I want to be happy? What does that look like?
Just staying happy regardless of the circumstances that's going on around me.
Okay. Now, you haven't given me a visual. What does that look like? You just say, I'm staying
okay.
Happy. So what does look like?
Okay, I'm listening to my music, dancing. I'm just happy. Mm-hmm. I'm going out to enjoy life. I'm doing things to stay happy.
All right.
Doing things to...
You saying, like, I'm listening to music and I'm dancing, and that's a good thing. Now, that gives me a little bit more of a visual and something that you want to do. So I want to encourage you, focus on doing those things. I want you to make an effort every day to focus on doing those things. Take the time to listen to some music. Take the time to dance, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes. But take the time, because this is what you're saying. I want to feel this way. Now, everybody got to understand this, that it's our responsibility to feel the way we want to feel. Like the late Reverend Ike said, tell your feelings how to feel. I never did like that word responsibility, because they're like, Michael, it's your responsibility to take out the trash. I'm like, oh. But what I've learned later in life was responsibility means a response to your ability. I can respond to my ability. I have the ability to do this. So now let me respond to it. I have the ability to turn on some music. I have the ability to dance when I want to. So what is my response to my ability? I'm going to do it. So I want to encourage you this year, Miss Harriet, to do it. I want to encourage you to respond to your ability. Get up and dance. Listen to some music. Now tell me, what is your one of your favorite artists that you like to listen to?
I like Raheem Devon. And Genuine.
Oh, okay. Oh, Miss Harris. All right now, Miss Harris. I think it's one of them. You know what? I will say this to you. As you focus on your feeling, your feelings will attract fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to think about that. your feelings will attract fulfillment. Does that make sense?
As long as I stay in the feeling, what I want will come to me.
You got it. See? I know you were smart. I'm going to call you Dr. Harry. See, I know she's smart. See, she's not only beautiful, but she's smart. But that is true. Your feelings will attract fulfillment. You know, it's like saying, I feel like fried chicken today. And do you know what? 9 times out of 10, you go get what you feel like. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I want you to focus on that feeling and get more of that feeling. Okay, Miss Harriet?
Okay, but I do have a question.
What is your question?
September 16th, that's your birthday, right?
That is.
That my grandbaby was born that day, a little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot to tell. Yeah, I said, oh, this is Dr. Mosley's birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations. She's already blessed. She's already a princess. Congratulations to you. And I hope, not I hope, I guarantee that this year, 2021, is going to be a fulfilling year for you. Maintain the feeling, okay?
All right.
God bless your heart. Listen, everybody, you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. Listen, everybody, how do you want to feel this year? How do you really want to feel this year? You know, somebody said, this is going to be a great year. Well, you got to start off with that feeling. And don't wait for the year. I'm encouraging you to start today. Start today with the feeling. How do I want to feel today? Somebody need to even just answer that question. This is how I want to feel today. Let me go back to the line. Let's see. I believe I'm on the line with Rachel. Rachel, how are you doing on today?
Well, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, Rachel, I'm doing good. Now, Rachel, you from Idaho?
Yes, sir.
You hanging on in there in Idaho, right? Well, listen, Rachel, now tell me, you made it over to the new year. So tell me something. How do you want to feel this year?
Well, I've been thinking about this. Let's see. I want to feel abundantly secure.
Wow. Abundantly secure. That's how you want to feel. Now that I like that word secure, and I love the word, how the adjective that you used, abundantly. So that means a whole lot of security. So now let's visualize that. Tell me, what does that look like for you?
That looks like waking up in the morning and not having to worry about the needs being taken care of, knowing that everything is going to work out the way that it needs to work out to provide for you that day.
All right. So everything, all the needs are met.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is going to be your response to that? How can we make that happen?
I would feel like how I would feel or what I would do.
Well, you can go with what would you do?
What would I do? I would be able to go about my day more happily, I guess.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. So we're using these terms happily, and this is why I'm talking about this, everybody, so that we can fine-tune a little bit more so we can get really the things that we desire, because you really are supposed to get it. You're saying, I want to be abundantly secure. And you're saying that means all the needs are met. So when all the needs are met, then I can be happy. But now how can we get the needs met? What is your response? What ability do you have to get all the needs met?
Well, I mean, I work.
Say it again.
I work. I'm a massage therapist.
Oh, that's like good. I went to one yesterday. Oh,
yeah.
I went to one yesterday, and my God, I had an hour and a half. I like, oh, you need to go another hour. That was good. It was good. Yes. Oh, the way they did my neck. Oh, yes, it was good. Now, I think that's a real good thing for you because you're working. Now, what I encourage you to do is to start focusing on, as I'm working, I am abundantly secure. I am creating more security. As I work, I am creating more security. As I enjoy, let me ask you, do you enjoy what you do?
Oh, I do.
I love the energy I just felt from you. As you focus on, like I told Anita, as you focus on that joy, it's going to create more joy. I posted something on Instagram today, and I'm trying to read the way I worded it, but I was teaching, there it is, your goal is attracting your opportunity. So as you are focusing on the feeling, the goal is the feeling of being abundantly secure. Guess what? The opportunity to be abundantly secure is approaching you. So stay in that feeling. Feel it right now. Feel it today. I am abundantly secure. Well, I don't have all my bills paid right now. Well, you know what I do? It's a little trick that I do now. I start saying, I am looking forward to being abundantly secure. I'll use that term and it gets me into that feeling. Do you understand what I just said, Rachel?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to say that I'm looking forward to being abundantly secure today. Now say that right now.
I'm looking forward to be abundantly secure today.
Now tell me something, honestly, how are you feeling right now?
I guess joyful.
Now don't be making it up now. Don't make it up. No, I really want you to tap into it. And it may, that means if you're going to tap into it, that means you got to let that feeling come in. Remember what I said, like Reverend Ike made a statement. He said, tell your feelings how to feel. So connect with that feeling of abundantly secure. Connect with it. Go to a place where maybe like the front door of your apartment or your home or to a window, something that you lock and hold on to that lock. You know what? When I lock this door at night, I do feel secure. Or when I close this window, I do feel secure. Or when I twist the cap on this bottle, I feel that it is secure. So therefore, as I'm twisting this cap on this bottle, I am abundantly secure. I am focused on that feeling. Will you do that for me, Rachel?
Sure.
Rachel, I believe you're going to have greater success, but I want you to continue to do that for me, okay?
Okay, I will.
Blessings to you, Rachel. Everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Now, you got to just focus. I got to tell myself, hey, this is really how I want to feel. And you really got to mean it in your heart. You know what? I want to feel joyful. I want to feel secure. I want to feel blessed. I want to feel safe. I want to feel loved. Is that how you want to feel? Listen, all you got to do is go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Book your next session with me, okay? I can't wait to talk to you. Now, I'll be right back.
Baby, you don't pay no mind. You act like you don't love me no more. Maybe you need space or some time. Your attitude is unpredictable. And I don't wanna make you unhappy. If you're not happy, then you're free to go on. Cause I don't want you staying around. If I make you so miserable.
If you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
If you want me, then don't talk to me.
Go ahead and free yourself.
Go ahead and free yourself.
Then don't talk to me.
You don't want me then.
trusting it that things ain't the same. Instead of making me think it's all good between us, which one's to blame? I took a lot of too much to handle until I can't take this game no more. This love thing is full of scandals, so you're welcome to walk. If you're a woman, then don't talk to me. Oh, go ahead and free yourself. If you're a woman, then don't talk to me.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And, you know, I'm asking the question, how do you want to feel this year? Now, you know, that's fantasious. And now look ahead. If you don't want to talk to me, go ahead and free yourself. You know, that is a thought that somebody need to do this year. Not talking to someone else, but talking to an energy that you no longer appreciate in your life. Free yourself of that negativity. Free yourself of doubt. Free yourself of anything you no longer want to feel. If you want to feel appreciated, then you got to free yourself from being unappreciated. Sometimes you're going to have to talk to yourself, as Dr. Mosley is famous for saying, talk yourself into it, that I am a good person. I am a loving individual. Yes, I could use some help. And yes, I do need to work on my better communicating skills. And yes, I do need to work on being maybe a little bit more compassionate. And talk yourself into what you want to feel. I want to feel abundantly secure, knowing that everything is taken care of. I don't want to worry, so I got to eliminate. Remember, you have to respond to your ability. You have the ability to respond. If you want to feel joyful, then respond with your ability. What can I do to cause myself to feel more joy? What can I do that will cause myself to feel greater? What can I do? So somebody need to think about that right now. What can I do? Listen, I'm going back to the line. I think I'm talking to Carol. Carol, Happy New Year to you. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Dr. Mosley. Happy New Year to you as well.
Blessings
to you. How's your year off to? You off to a good start this year?
Yes, I really am. And you know why? It's simply because it is really in my heart. I want to focus on how I want to feel. How do I want to feel this year? And I had to really make some mental changes. And I had to really understand, this is what I'm telling everybody. If you want to feel great this year, you got to start feeling great today. Now, in church, we would say this. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, if it really is that day that God made, the universe made, the Spirit of God made, if it really is that day, there's something good in this day to be happy about. It may be a few challenges there, and in fact, it may be a lot of challenges there, but there's still something good. So I because I want to feel good, I'm going to focus on that good. I got to work even harder some days to focus on that good. So tell me something, Carol. How do you want to feel this year?
Oh, well, one of the things I've told myself is to find the joy in each day. And I'm currently working from home. So like yesterday after work, I went out to take a walk and it was just the feeling of the crisp cold air. It was refreshing. So I have to remind myself to take little things like that and notice them, recognize them, acknowledge them, to put that little bit of joy in my day. Just try and find something every day to that's the joy in your day. So I try that.
And now how is it working for you? Do you feel that joy?
Yes. Yeah. I think when you consciously try, then you can find it. And I think like anything else, the more you do it, the better you will feel and the more it becomes a part of you.
Oh, I love it. And you know what? You are a prime example of responding to or with your ability. You said, what can I do to connect and find the joy? What can I do? And you did it. You got dressed, went outside, and started walking in the coolness, in the crispness of the air. And as you, now there's another scripture we have in the Bible. It says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you.
Will be open.
So now what you did, you initiated the effort to ask, seek, and knock. You went outside. You sought the joy. You found it. You acquired it. So I want to congratulate you on that. So no, this is what I'm taking from you today. You really blessed me. So I'm going to take something from this. We always say what you are seeking is looking for you. I think you've proven that to me.
What you are seeking is looking for you, and I know this. So
yes.
I figure if I can practice it in small ways, it will help me to better find that joy and manifest that joy in larger ways in my life. That's what I'm hoping for. That's my plan.
You know, honestly, and I love something because you reminded me, I would take walks in my neighborhood, and it wasn't to lose weight. It was to really enjoy the moment. And I would put my headsets on and I'm walking, just feeling the coolness of the air and all of that. And I am walking at a brisk walk, and I know it's healthy, but that wasn't my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal was just to get out of the house, being quarantined, get out of the house, notice the bird, notice my neighbor's yards and all of this, and to walk around and feel a connection with the divine. Now, in the process of doing that, it did help me to lose weight. So that was a good thing. But I want to encourage you, keep holding on, keep experiencing the joy that is in your life, Carol. I believe there's so much success that is guaranteed for you this year of 2021, okay?
I hope so. I'm trying to plan for a major life change at the end of this year. So I'm hoping that my prep work this year will make it happen in a very positive way.
Carol, you need a spanking right about now. I want some angel to go over there. You, I would say your husband, but I don't know. I need a husband, boyfriend to go over there and give you a good spanking right now. Listen, I don't want you to feel that way. You brought all your energy all the way down. Well, I hope so.
That is what I'm practicing, and that is why I'm really working on joy in small things and watching that grow within me and then being able to express it in the universe. So
exactly.
That's my plan. A major change in life for 22.
The energy just shifted again, and I think that's wonderful. And remember now, you want to have a great year, just make it a great day. Just start today.
Right.
Make it a great day, and every day, make it a great day, and you'll find out that at the end of 2021, you said, good God, I had a great year. Because I really did have a great day. That's all you got to do.
Exactly.
Carol, you stay blessed. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Let me see. I believe I am going to... See, I don't see. I thought Tammy, I need you to unmute your mic for me. Tammy! Let me know, are you there, Tammy? How you doing?
Fine.
Good, Tammy. Now, Tammy, where are you from?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm actually from New York City, but I've been in Pittsburgh for a while.
Oh, now, Tammy, tell me this. How do you want to feel this year?
Well, this year, I want to feel better than last year, because this year, I need change.
Okay, Tammy, let's stop right there. That's not an answer to the question. And I'm going here for a reason, okay? So tell me, you're saying I want to feel better than last year, okay?
Yes.
But that's okay. But tell me, how do you want to feel this year? That's just like saying, what do you want to eat today? Well, I want something better than what I had yesterday, but that's not answering my question. Now, that lets me know you wasn't happy, or maybe you were happy with what you ate before. But what do you want to feel this year? What do you want to eat right now? So how do you want to feel this year?
Well, this year, I want to feel more loved.
There we
go. More cared for, you know, because I do a lot for others. And sometimes it seems to me like if I could call certain people, but this year, I just want to feel more loved. More appreciated.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere. You see, because when you first started, your mind went back into last year and back into some things that was not pleasing. We're trying to get you into this year. We're trying to get you ahead. And so I want to feel more love. Tell me now, what does that look like? If you want to feel more love, what does that look like?
Well, it looks like because I've been asking Lord, send me a companion.
Mm-hmm.
But then I say, you have to fix me first. But I'm waiting and feel more like I say, I do for a lot of people. And some of them come back and be like, thank you and everything. I don't do it for the recognition. I do it because you need it. But it looks to this year, I want love to be just shown.
All right, let me stop you right there. This is one thing that I'm picking up for you. Now, you're saying I want to feel more love, and that's great. Mm-hmm. I think it's absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. But now you said something. You gave yourself an answer, but you went right past it. You just said, I want the Lord to send me a mate, send me someone, you know, but he has to work on me, or he's working on me first. Mm-hmm. That's your answer. He is working on you first. So what you have to do is you have to get into that feeling of love. You mm-hmm. have to love yourself more. Do some things for you. Do you know, sometimes I have to realize this. I'm so used to doing for my kids and my wife. And, you know, that's my joy. It really is. But then there are sometimes, you know what? I want this particular item. I'm going to buy it for me. I'm mm-hmm. going to buy this because it's what I want, not what they want. So I have to do for myself. I have to appreciate myself. I have to love even myself. So what you have to do this year is start loving yourself instead of waiting. Because that's what you said. I'm waiting. No.
Yes.
I want you to go on and do some things for you. You want to go mm-hmm. Out of town? Then you go. You want to go bowling? You go. You want to buy something for yourself, a nice ring? Do it. Because you deserve it. You love yourself. Now, that does not mean that somebody else is not going to do those things for you. No. It's like, have you ever, well, maybe not, but I remember I went to a club a long time ago. And
yes.
Sometimes, I don't know what it is about beautiful women. They just on the dance floor, just dancing. And that could be a girl just dancing by herself, but she's all in the groove of it. Do you know that she will attract somebody to come and dance with her, whether it's a man or a woman, because she's having a good time. I'm like, oh, I want to get with her. Hey, you know, it's something about that. So as you do for yourself, you attract others to join the party. So I'm going to encourage you this year. Love yourself more. Do for yourself more.
And do you know something, Dr. Mosley? You said do for myself. I love furs. And I love jewelry. And I've been pampering myself with jewelry and furs.
Well, you deserve it.
Pampering myself. And my son tells me, Mom, you're going overboard. No, I deserve it. I done did for people and I deserve it.
You do. And
yes,
keep like that momentum. Keep that I'm starting to buy more jewelry. And I think I have two furs. I'm looking for a short one now. I have a long one, but I'm looking I'm looking for a short one now. I don't wear my furs that often now, but
Me neither.
But enjoy it. I think Aretha Franklin had a whole lot of them. That was her trademark.
Yeah.
So you do
I wish I was her friend.
There you go. Can I have her fur? What y'all do with all them furs? But listen, enjoy yourself, Tammy, and I believe it's going to be a greater year for you because you're going to make each day great, okay, by focusing on how you want to feel.
Love you, Dr. Mosley.
Love you too, my dear. Blessings to you. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. You know, we all are grateful that we made it over to 2021. But today I'm talking about, you know, how do you want to feel this year? How do you really want to feel? And as Tammy said, well, I do want to feel better than what I did last year. That's good. But how do you want to feel? You know, I want to feel loved. I want to feel joy. I want to feel successful. I want to feel sufficient or adequate. I want to feel like I matter. I want to feel sexy. I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel confident. How do you want to feel? Listen, now you may need to schedule a session with me, and I would love to talk with you. Get your reading with Dr. Mosley. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691. Miss Baez in the chat room said, I want to feel healthy. Wow. Thank you for helping to feel better. Feeling a little blue. Well, we're going to change that. We're going to start feeling better and better by focusing on better thoughts. Focus on better thoughts. Focus on things that will make you happy. Sometimes I'll go to my photo album and I look at my kids when they were born. Oh, my goodness. It gives me a wonderful feeling. It really does give me a wonderful feeling. Sometimes I go and just look at, you know, little pictures. And it just really have a way of inspiring me. You know, so I want to encourage you. Look at something that will put that smile on your face. Look at something that will just say, oh, look at my baby. You can even look at that picture yourself and say, you know what? I look good. I'm going to Grapevine and I'm going to really talk to Brenda. Brenda, how are you doing on today?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Brenda, now, Brenda, tell me, how do you want to feel this year?
I want to physically feel better and healthier because I have some health issues going on that I might need surgery. Well, I will need surgery. Just trying to decide on which type of surgery that I was offered, which direction to go. So my main goal this year is to get physically better.
All right. So I want you to do the same thing I told one other person. I want you to start saying, I'm looking forward to feeling better. I want you, because that will put you into that feeling. Now tell me something. Okay. What is something, once you have the surgery done, what will you be able to do that you cannot do right now?
Mainly just not having the aches and pains.
Okay.
That's associated with the issue that I have going on. So it'll get rid of the pains that I'm constantly having.
There we go.
So take care of it.
I'm looking forward to getting how can we say that? I'm looking forward to being freer. I'm looking forward. Now, does the pain come when you're doing something, or does the pain just come anytime when you're laying down or whatever, even when you're being still? Does the pain come then?
It comes when it surprises me. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking forward to feeling good. I'm looking forward to feeling joy. I'm looking forward to feeling, I don't know why this is coming to me, but free. I like that. I think the energy of that word, free. free. Okay. I'm looking forward to feeling free. Now, I don't want you to say I'm looking forward to feeling pain-free. I just want you to say I'm looking forward to feeling free. When I tell you the word free, can you tell me a vision that comes to your mind?
exercising after.
Good. So I want you to start saying that. That's what I'm looking. That's why Spirit was telling me that. I'm looking forward to exercising. I want you to write that down. Let that be your mantra for the next few days. I'm looking forward to exercising. I'm looking forward to being free. I'm looking forward to feeling good. But mainly that one with exercising, that's the key right there. Everything is going to be well. Focus on that particular statement, and I believe you're guaranteed great success through this surgery, and you will reach that goal of exercising, okay?
Okay.
Well, hang in there, Brenda. Now, I'm praying for you, and I really believe you're going to be well. Do you have the time frame when you're going to have your surgery done?
No, of course. It's all dependent on insurance approval, as usual.
they just something else. Lord, save them peoples.
Oh, my gosh.
But you're going to be fine, and I want you to really focus on that, okay? I am looking forward to exercising. Congratulations, Brenda, because
you
are going to be well. Okay?
Okay. Appreciate it.
Blessings to you, Brenda. I thank you so very much. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And let's see if I can get to Chanel right now. But listen, I want you to listen, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Make sure you subscribe to the website. That way you can know the different things that I am doing and so many things that are going on this year. I want you to be a part of what we have going on this year of 2021. So make sure that you do that. Go to the website right now, drmichaelmosley.com, and be sure that you sign up. I'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
If I touched, if I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I am talking with Chanel. Chanel, how are you doing on today?
You know what? I am doing well. I just said the other day I want me some more furs and meat, so I'm over here looking up some meats on sale in Atlanta.
You know, now you know what?
I'm doing.
I guess maybe that's what I need to do. I never dawned on me to look for a mink here in Atlanta. I've always done it online. The last one I bought was in California because they give you a good sale there because nobody wants them.
right. And I just got back from out west too, but it was chilly. It was definitely chilly at night. But yeah, there's some sales and some auctions and some people giving some stuff away. I'm seeing online too. And then places like Macy's and Bloomingdale's.
Okay, I'm going to check them out. Look ahead. So listen to me, Chanel. So tell me, how do you want to feel this year?
I want to just keep feeling euphoric. euphoric.
Wow, you want to feel it euphoric. Now, because it took me a moment for that to register in my head. Because everybody have a different version of what euphoric may mean. So tell me, what does that look like?
That looks like me just in the clouds, just in a really bright and sunny space.
Wow, okay. In a bright and sunny space. And what is something that will cause that euphoric feeling?
Honestly, my soulmate companion.
I'ma tell your mama. You on here talking about sex. I'ma tell your mama. What's your mama number? Let me call you. I'm just teasing, honey, but listen. So that soulmate you feel will cause that euphoric. Now, really, does that mean like walks in the park, or does it mean sexual activity? What does that mean for you when you say my soulmate will cause this? What does that mean?
It just means partnership, unity, loyalty. He has a tattoo on his leg. Loyalty.
Okay, so now let me
communication. Just
let me stop right there. What can you do without that? Because that's too much pressure on the partner. I need because you want to feel euphoric. What can you do to bring about? What is your response to your ability? What is your response to this? What can you do to bring that euphoric feeling?
What can I do for myself?
Yes.
Just definitely keep being positive.
Yes.
Doing my I am affirmations every morning. Well, now I've been doing some stuff with Billy Carson, and three times a day, 6 times 90 seconds. So the 3-6-9 method.
Okay. So in other words, what you're doing is you're taking on a response to this. You want to feel euphoric and you are causing that to happen. Be cautious of putting too much pressure on other things. Well, I'm waiting on the spouse to do this, or I'm waiting on this to go on sale, and then that's going to bring me joy because I can go here. But until that comes, or in the meantime, you have to focus on what can I do this year, because I told someone else earlier, 2021, you are the one. You are that one. It's time for you to step up. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to move up. So therefore, you are the one. You are the one that is responsible or responding to your ability to bring forth that euphoric feeling, that wonderful feeling of being in the sun, in the clouds, and being happy and joyful. So, Chanel,
I've started the process, so I'm just going to continue. I think you mentioned before, like, you know, if you want to go out of town, go. I did that. If you want to buy yourself
something,
I did that. And
well, look at her, y'all. Look at her. She did that. She did all. You know what? So the word for you is continue. Mm-hmm. Continue, as I believe it was Carol that says, keep going. One of my clients told me, said, I'm adopting that. I think it's a Michael Jackson song. Don't stop till you get enough. So keep going.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, everybody, that tells me I have to look at the clock. I got to stop. My time is up. I got to stop. It's telling me somebody's had enough. But listen, everybody, I got to get out of here. But don't forget, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com, and get your next reading from me. Come on, book it really quickly. Text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691. Get your reading with me. I can't wait to talk to you. It's going to be a great year. But focus on how you want to feel this year. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Why? Because it gives you the feeling you desire. This is why I'm doing this, because I enjoy this feeling. There's nothing wrong with that. I enjoy this feeling. Now, as long as you're not hurting somebody else, but I really do. And deep in my heart, I want that feeling of joy. I want that feeling of appreciation. I want that feeling of love. I pray that you enjoy the great feelings. I'm going to use Chanel's word, of euphoria. This year of 2021, I pray you enjoy those wonderful feelings and stay encouraged. I'm not out of words, and I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time, guys. I gotta go. Stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. Blessings, everybody.